Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say.
Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 8. It's your girl, Margaret. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast-forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you always missing some shit, okay? Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. First of all, I just want to say out the gate, thank you guys so much for tapping into my Clear the Air episode. I definitely appreciate the love. I've actually hit back a lot of you guys on the voice notes, so feel free to check it out. I'm open to go back and forth as long as you are respectful. Just saying, okay? Second thing I wanted to talk about before I get into today's episode is that May 17th, my single, Come and Talk to Me, will be available on all streaming platforms. I also will be dropping an episode to kind of coincide with it, talk about the creative process, the meaning behind the song, you know, the works, and some other stuff. So, yeah, again, May 17th, Come and Talk to Me will be dropping on all streaming platforms, so please tap in. I will be including my pre-save link in today's episode in case you want to pre-save and, you know, kind of tap into the song. Just saying. So let's get into today's episode. As you can see from the title, it says, go figure, you were the trigger. Today's episode is going to be all about healing from a breakup. You know, it matters of love. This episode is pretty long overdue. You guys actually been asking for it in the voice notes, so here it is. I just wanted to kind of just take some time today just to talk about my healing process when it comes to breakups and also what I've been going through, and, you know, even a significant breakup in my life that definitely has taken a toll on me, and, you know, how I've been able to heal from it. Okay, so let me just get right into it. So listen, there's no structure behind this. I'm just doing this off the top of the dome. And, you know, I think a lot of us can relate to this. You know, as of even last year, as you know, when I called cutting season, it was for a reason, okay? Last year was the season to be cutting people off. A lot of us went through a lot of endings in situations and in relationships that had to come to an end. Even early at the top of the year, a lot of us went through a lot of secondary endings, again, that had to happen for a reason. Now, I'm gonna be real here. I think the process behind healing from breakups obviously is gonna be according to you. One thing what I'm not gonna do on today's episode is, this is not gonna be fairies and unicorns, okay? So if you're looking for somebody to give you some uplifting words and the bullshit, it's not here. Okay, I'm gonna just keep it a stack here. Going through a breakup, it's fucking ugly. It just is what it is. Okay, going through a breakup, as they've said even in articles, is very similar to grieving a death. And I do agree with that. It's very true. The parts that people don't like to tell you is that when you go through a breakup, your ups and downs and the range of emotions, it's not always gonna be just sadness and all this, oh my God, and unicorn and namaste, meditated out. No, okay? I'll tell you firsthand from one of my most significant breakups, which I'm still healing from. My emotions have been everywhere, okay? There are days where I'm like, okay, this is getting great. There's days where I'm sad. There's days where I'm angry. There's days when I'm fucking bitter. It just is what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? For me, and I can only speak for me, going through the breakup I had to go through, my biggest thing has been the heartbreak. See, and I think a lot of us can relate to this. I had a connection with somebody who was my best friend. Somebody who reminds me of my childhood. Somebody that's very nostalgic. Somebody who is supposed to be my nigga, my homie. You know what I'm saying? And to watch a friendship and a romantic relationship, of course, come to a complete halt and just an abrupt ending was definitely the most devastating thing for me. And you have to understand, and I think a lot of us can relate to this, is that when we enter these connections with people and you put in this energy and this effort and this time, we always know that we have to run the risk that we won't get that back. You know, it's like a return on an investment. But it's kind of like a double heartbreak, because when you have a friendship that evolves to a romantic connection, and then within that you strengthen the friendship where it becomes like your best friend, it's devastating. It's hard. You know what I mean? It's like, how do you really get past a connection with somebody that you've known from your childhood and you have all these memories with, and then you had all these dreams with? You know, it's just how. Where I've been at the last several months has been multiple emotions. I would say what has been the most prominent one has been sadness. Ultimately, which I think I've told you guys before, I actually got happiness every day. I have to remind myself every day when I get up to choose happiness. And it's really hard, you know, and a lot of people may think, oh my God, like, just get over it. It's just, you know, get past it, you know, and it's not that simple, you know, because ultimately you're walking a path now into happiness to continue to your dreams and your goals and your life without the person that you wanted to share with. And that shit takes time. Now, underneath that sadness is anger. Anger because often when we are in these connections with people, especially somebody that you've known majority of your life, you have this image of them. And I'm not here to say that the image is false of this person, but you see this person beyond what even maybe they see for themselves. You see this person underneath the layers, right? The sadness, the anger. You see the person through all of that, and you love them under all of that. And often, you know, we have this image of this person, and, you know, because you can see them at their core, you know, for who they are, that when certain decisions get made that are outside of their character, or even outside of that image, or outside of where you love them in their core, you can't help but to be angry. And I think I've shared this, you know, with some of the girls I, you know, do spiritual coaching with. And this is the realest shit. Like, my anger in my healing process is based on a decision that I had no control in. And my anger stems from the fact that this person made one decision and it changed the path of everyone. And when I say everyone, I mean like children involved, myself, of course, that person, of course, even friendships. You know, all these blended friendships are no longer, you know, it changed the course and the path of everyone. And you can't help but to feel anger, because it's kind of like you didn't have a say in the decision, you know, because for my situation, I had no choice but to make a final decision, but it was because of the actions and the choices that the person made. And you get to a space in your life where eventually you're like, you know, do you value you? Does this person value you the way you do? And if you continue to allow certain things, you know, what does that say about how you feel about yourself? And then the other part is sometimes you just get tired. You know, you just get tired of going through the cycle, being on the hamster wheel. But even when I like peel back the layers in my situation, the choice and the decision that was made, it was so minute. It was so unnecessary that even if I were to be in those shoes and not have made that decision, everything would have been different, you know? And it's just so crazy just how one decision, one choice can create an outcome and a different path. And you can't help but to feel anger, because I'm in a space where I'm healing from it and I'm taking my time, but I'm also going towards my own dreams and my own aspirations, right? And I won't even hold you. Yes, everything that I'm setting my mind to, I'm accomplishing. Yes, I feel like I'm becoming more successful. Yes, I feel like I'm growing, but you can't help but to be angry, because you're like, this person's supposed to be there with all these wins, all this victory, all these successful things going on. This person's supposed to be there and they're not. And that's where my anger comes from. My other emotion is bitterness. Because ultimately, and I don't want to go into super details about this, but ultimately it's like, fine, the person made the choices they did, ultimate decision had to be made on my end, I get it, but then you continue on with those such decisions and then you walk this world like it's okay, I can't help but to feel bitter, you know? And the part that I can't even wrap my mind around this is that how two people who have the friendship they do, the love connection that they do, at the intensity that they do, how two people are so divided, and how one, aka me, can feel all these emotions and can't even envision me being with another person until I fucking get through this. And yet the other party is still living and walking in the choices that they made. And that's the part why I'm bitter. Because ultimately, it's like, it makes you question, like, did this person even genuinely really love you? You know, because how am I the only one that's devastated here? How am I the only person that is trying to work through this? You know what I mean? How am I the only person that is sitting here day in and day out having to remind myself to choose happiness, having to remind myself of my value, and this person just goes on and carries out, you know what I mean? In the decision that they made, with the choices that they made, with whom they made them with, and acts as if nothing is wrong with that. And then my bitterness also stems from the fact that there's so many bystanders in this storyline, and not a soul thinks anything's wrong with that. So yeah, I'm fucking bitter. Yeah, I'm fucking angry. And yeah, I'm fucking heartbroken. You know, one thing I can definitely say is that I'm not gonna ever be the same, but I'm okay with that. I also know this much too, I'm not in no rush. Because the one thing I know is this, and I've said this in my spiritual coaching groups, is that healing takes time. And anytime you give 100% of yourself, I'm talking 100% of your love, 100% of your energy, your spirit, anything, your being to a connection, there's no way you could dial it back instantly. There's no way. My thing is this, is that I literally shared my heart, my everything with this person. There's no way. There's no way I could dial that back instantly and go give it to someone else. I have to definitely take my time. You understand? I have to work through that. I have to work through letting it go. Work through forgiving it. You know what I mean? And then when I'm in a space where it feels natural and right, then I can feel like I can wholeheartedly give my heart again and share that space again and give that energy again to another person. So many of us are in a rush to rush through this healing process, and it blows my mind because ultimately it's just like, how is that even possible? How is that even feasible? Because if you are human and you genuinely were giving 100% of yourself and you were really with pure intention, how are you so quick to just move the fuck on and give it away to someone? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just does not add up to me. It doesn't. And in my process, right, I've been like doing the whole rabbit hole thing, which I have to stop because ultimately I have so many questions. And I'm in a space now where it's like, I get it. I'm not going to get these answers. You know what I mean? And I think it's maybe because I'm just not meant to get these answers, or maybe the choices that this person has made and has chosen to live with and chosen to carry out, those are the answers. You know, sometimes we have to really just see people for who they are, and we have to really see people for the decisions that they make. And even in my journey of clarity, truth, and justice, I'm realizing that, you know, those are the answers. What you choose to do, how you choose to operate, and how you choose to carry out your life is exactly the clarity that's there. For me, though, I'd rather take my time. There's just no way. Because for starters, I can't see me investing in another connection without fully healing myself, fully dialing that back. Because truth be told, my energy, my heart, my space, all those things, it's still there with that person. Of course, it's in a different level now because I've been doing months of the healing, but it's there. I won't deny that. And it's not fair for me to go into another connection not fully ready to give that. And it's not fair for me to go into another connection and give 20, 30, 40%, 50%. No, it's not fair. My biggest thing is this. Don't let anybody tell you what to feel And don't let anybody tell you what you feel is right or wrong. Also, don't be ashamed to admit to things. Don't be ashamed to feel your feelings. And even if it's the not so fairies and unicorn feelings, we're fucking human. I'm not gonna sit here and play it off like, oh my God, fuck that motherfucker. I'm not doing that. I don't gotta do that. That's not real. I'm not gonna wear a mask. I know exactly what I feel. I know exactly what I'm healing from. And I already know what the fuck the vibes is. So therefore, yeah, I'm taking my time, but I'm real about my shit. I'm just in a space now where I'm doing well with the idea of the ending, but it hurts. But I'm angry, but I'm bitter. And it's to the point of where I am ready to let those feelings go, but I'm trying to learn and figure out the process to do it. And to me, it takes day by day. It takes just time. And in the meantime, I'm open to pouring into me, creating, helping my community, and connecting with people. And if I so happen to then give a shot at love, then I will. But right now, my best love is my self-love. It really is. And I was telling this to one of my friends. I'm just like, it really does feel good to just be in solitude and go to bed alone. Like, I'm actually happy. I really am, genuinely. Like, it's to the point of where it's peace of mind. You know what I mean? And I'm in a space where it's like, I don't have to deal with a lot of the turmoil and the confusion and a lot of the other emotions I was going through, you know? I don't. And of course, there's moments where, of course, I'm always gonna feel the sadness. I'm gonna feel the anger, the bitterness, the heartbreak. Of course, that's just a given. But then I remind myself, like, you know, had it not been for this ending, you know, would you have developed into this person? Probably not. Would you have figured out who you are? Probably not. Would you have figured out your value? Probably not. Would you have been able to step into your power? Probably not. You know, all I know is now, and I'm grateful for it. And genuinely, I will say this much, like, yeah, it's hard to love after that. It's really hard to want to give and put into someone because you really don't get it until you go through it, because when you really genuinely give to somebody like that, somebody that's your best friend, like, you're supposed to be my nigga. Like, I'm talking about, we could look at each other, not even say something, and we know exactly what the fuck we thinking. Miles apart, we could feel exactly what each other's feeling. And we still do, just is what it is. And yeah, it's hard. It's gonna be a hard fucking task to really be able to do that. Because how? You know what I mean? Just how? Is where I'm at with that. How? You know what I mean? Like, when you go through something that devastating, you know, that life-changing, and then you watch somebody that you thought you knew just become this person you don't even know. And then you would think, like, even through it all, no matter what, that at the core of anything, they would remember the friendship. They would know morality. This is a person that I really thought highly of, that I thought they had all the morality in the world, all the humanity. You know, in the shittiest planet that we've been living on, especially with the most shittiest people I had dealt with, this was a person that I genuinely thought was an exception. And it's just crazy to just witness the lack of morality, the lack of humanity, the lack of respect, the lack of love. Really, it's shocking. And so, yeah, it's hard. It's gonna be real hard to give again, you know what I mean? For a while, it's gonna be real hard to trust again. It's gonna be real hard to love again, you know? Instead, I just have to put that into me, because it's like, damn, even if you thought the one motherfucker on the planet was the exception, you thought this motherfucker would never, and then they fucking do? How do you go forward and wanna trust and give again? I get it. A lot of y'all will say, just do it. No, it's hard. It's hard. It's gonna take its fucking time. And that's why I'm like, I can't walk this world and be fake and give it to whoever because I wanna cope with the pain and I don't wanna sit with my feelings and I don't wanna, no, I can't do that. I get it. Some people can operate this planet and they could go from this motherfucker to the next motherfucker and they could be fine. That's fine with you. But to me, that means you are not operating with pure intentions. You are not operating with a pure heart. And I don't want to hear that fucking talk, oh, people move on fast, or maybe they were grieving. No. Bullshit. Fuck that. No. I disagree. The only reason why we go from one situation to the next is because us as human beings, we don't want to deal and feel the pain attached to heartbreak. So instead, we find comfort in other vessels, aka human beings, which is you using people to go ahead and quote unquote cope with the heartbreak. When you are separate from this individual in your deep internal existence, okay, at the core, when you lay your head at night and you are alone, you are dealing with your heartbreak. And then you wake up and you choose, instead of being in solitude and actually doing the real fucking work, you choose to then place that energy and mask it with other things, aka newer relationships, aka overworking, aka drinking, drugs, partying, whatever the fuck people be doing these days. Coping mechanisms. And I don't work that way. I don't. You understand? I'm a spiritual human being who operates with pure intentions and out of love and light. And there's just no way in hell I could operate like that. And it just sucks because when you think that you've met your spiritual match, somebody that's actually giving you gems on spirituality, somebody that's actually giving you gems on morality and humanity, you think you've met your fucking match only for them to be like everybody fucking else. That's the part that's heartbreaking. That's the part that shatters your world. That's the part that makes it hard to go the fuck forward and wanna give it and trust it in another person again. Because this person to me was like the GOAT. This was the exception here. So yeah, I'm fucking bitter and I'm angry and I'm heartbroken and I'm sad. Yes. And even as this person said, you can't love people out their ego. You can't. It's just so disappointing because I really thought this person was different. And it's just so disappointing to just watch how so many lives got altered because of a decision that somebody decided to make. A choice that didn't even need to be made. A friendship destroyed. Relationships with kids destroyed. Friendships that were blended destroyed. And I just really hope it was worth it. I really do. I really hope that the choices and decisions that this person is just choosing to walk in, I just really hope it was worth it. For me, I don't think it was. When I look at the value behind everything that was being built, the connections and how connected and what was on the table, I would have never made that decision or choice. But when the choice was made, you know, I had to do what I had to do. Because ultimately, like, what do I stand for then? I was taught, like, if people love you, you have to make the space. They have to fill the gap. You have to treat your love bigger than pennies. So I have to see my value and I have to stand in it. It's just really shocking to see how it carries out and how a lot of people think it's okay. Oddly enough, and I mean this wholeheartedly, I don't wish worse on nobody. I don't wish you the best though either. I will say though, you know, karma is real. And, you know, when that happens, it will. So anyway, closing notes. Those of you that are going through a breakup or going through an ending or trying to heal from a heartbreak, it doesn't matter how long you've been going through it. Just don't rush it. I vote don't rush. I vote take your time. I vote feel your feels. I vote whatever the fuck you feeling, feel it. You don't have to put on a mask. You don't have to pretend that everything is okay. You don't have to be happy. You don't have to just always be sad. You could be 50 million and one emotions if you want to be. The point is that you have to be. And no matter how many people on this planet tell you, oh, you deserve better. Oh, you'll find someone new. Fuck that. This is not about you deserving better or somebody should have treated. No, this is not about that. This is about you taking the time to be a human being and healing from something that you gave your all to. You give 100%, it's gonna take time to dial back to zero. It just is what it is. And if you wanna wake up and for the next 30 days, you wanna be fucking mad, be fucking mad. You understand? My biggest thing is this, is that don't wear a mask, because I promise you, okay, and I pull enough fucking cards to tell you this much, that a tower is coming. When you wear a mask, and you pretend and you act like you don't want to do the real fucking healing and you don't want to sit in solitude and you decide to have coping mechanism, the tower is coming. The second thing is too, is that be mindful of how you treat people during your healing process. Be mindful of how you treat yourself during this healing process, because I promise you, when you go through situations like this, trust me, we all go through the state of delusion, okay? We all go through the blame game. Of course, it's so easy to do that. Fuck that. I'm in a space where I'm all about my accountability. I'm fully aware of the actions I decided to take. I'm also fully aware of the choices that somebody else made. But I'm also fully aware that I have no fucking control, because obviously I didn't have a fucking say in this bullshit that went down. So all I have is a say in what I choose. And what I choose to do is that I choose to fucking heal. I choose to take my time and I choose to be mindful of my environment and I choose to love myself. I don't have the time or the energy or the space to take on other energy. I don't. This is why, as of late, and anybody could tell you this, I've been one and done with motherfucker. You show me who the fuck you are one time, bye. Bye. I don't have the energy for it. I don't. Because like I said, when I gave, it backfired. And even in moments where morality should be at an all-time high, given the person, given the level of love in a situation, the core of a friendship, morality doesn't exist. So all I can do on my end, and I recommend this to anybody, is protect your fucking energy. When a motherfucker shows you who the fuck they are, believe them on sight and stand in your fucking value. It's never fucking personal. When I drop a motherfucker and I fucking say, yo, I'm good, it's not personal. It's because understand that at this stage of the game, I got too much to lose to even dare try to create an illusion or create an image or figure you out at your core. Because trust me, don't get it twisted. Even with this person, I know this person in their core. And I love that person at their core to death. But this external shit that's going on, the shit that I'm being shown, the shit that this person's walking in just like everybody else, I can't stand with that. And I'm gonna have to love that shit from way afar. I will always love people at their core. I will always see you in your light. But when you in your shadow shit, I gotta take my space. I gotta stay in my value. We all got shadows. I'm no different. And the thing about me is I'm embracing my shadows. I'm not trying to be something I'm not. But see, I have a balance between my shadows with light. And when I get into that shadow space, I take space. I don't project that shit onto people. I check myself. I go through my process. I heal. If I'm on some fuck shit, trust me, nobody knows about it now. Why? Because the moment I feel these feelings, what do? I take my fucking space. I ask myself, why are you feeling this way? Why? What are we doing? I be fucking running down on myself. And the only time I ever sit there and actually meet motherfuckers with my shadows if it's fucking called for. That's working with your darkness. Some people really like to sit in their darkness to let no light in. And I can't. I gotta take space from that. And I've always said this, like I tell a lot of people, I don't cut people off. It's an unfair thing to do. I believe people can transform, you know, and call me a believer or a dreamer, that's fine. I believe people can transform because I have. And I'm willing to meet people in their transformation. That's only if they want to. And that goes for anybody. Now, you're going to be met with the same energy, the level. I can't speak to that. You know, but I will always hear people out in their light. I will. Wholeheartedly. I hope this episode definitely was received. Thank you guys so much for tapping in and allowing me to share. So I'm gonna go ahead and end the episode here. I thank you guys so much. And I will catch you guys in the next one.